from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the pitch, and that is a line drive into left field. Base hit, game over. Nick Gonzalez walks it off, and the Pirates score two here in the bottom of the ninth. They're going to win it 8-7. Another walk-off win for the Pirates as the Phillies fall apart in the bottom of the ninth.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Do you need to hear Jalen Hurts endorse Nick Sirianni this week? I do. To feel better about this football team. We'll get back to the Eagles and your phone calls in a couple minutes. And, of course, your guesses for Hugh's Clues. We got a second clue coming your way in just a few minutes. But, Hugh, the weekend, the Phillies were back. It felt like forever from the last time they played last Sunday. Obviously, the All-Star game last week and the Home Run Derby and then a little break. So, Friday night, they get back to baseball in Pittsburgh. They lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Good win yesterday. You know, shutout. And Tyler Phillips has given them good innings. So, that's good to see. And the offense woke up a little bit yesterday. But, Hugh, they have an elephant in the room here that they have to address between now and next Tuesday, the trade deadline. And that's Jose Alvarado. You know, we kind of felt this the last few weeks of the first half of the season. He's just become unreliable, and they need a relief pitcher. This has gone for me from, hey, yeah, let's get another one. It's always good to have more pitching, too. They really need to get another bullpen arm because I'll just say it like this. What they have right now, I don't think they have enough to win the World Series in that bullpen. They've got 2-3 guys you feel really good about. You need like 4 or 5 in October.
Yeah, and that's why I've always been of the mindset. Like this offense, you have enough offensively, I feel like, to win, especially when you talk about how the bottom of the order kind of contributed in the last couple of games. But you can never have enough pitching, Joe. That's what it's kind of about, the fact that, you know, you have an arm, and you don't really have a guy that you can count on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a chance to talk to who was it, Scott Fransky last weekend, and who was the guy we wanted from Oakland?
Mason Miller.
Mason Miller said that probably is not going to happen. I'm wondering if, you know, when we get a chance to talk to him this upcoming week, will that kind of change a little bit when you have the outing that you had by Alvarado?
So if you look at Alvarado's numbers since June 9th, that's when he blew the save on that Sunday in London against the New York Mets. Okay, you look at Alvarado's numbers since then, and we're going on about a month and a half then. He has pitched 13 innings. He's allowed 10 runs in those 13 innings. He's walked 7 guys. He struck out 14. It's not good. I mean, he has been all over the place. I know he had a good outing yesterday, scoreless outing yesterday, but he has not been very good for a long period of time now. It feels like something they desperately need to address over the next week. Here's the good news. Relievers are always available. I mean, like, now, Mason Miller is different, right? He's the best, and there's no one is quite sure if the A's actually will trade him or not. But let's just say he's off the table. I would trade one of their top prospects to get him. Hugh, this is probably the easiest area to address. Every team that is bad, even bad teams have two or three good relievers. Like, you can get someone. It's a matter of who they're going to get, how much they're willing to give up. But I'd be shocked if Dombrowski doesn't get a relief pitcher between now and next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's when you talk about the priority. And you know, you talk about how he pitched yesterday, but it's one of those things, Joe, where I've always been in a mindset when I think of baseball. I think of one of the things that you can never have enough of is pitching. Because, you know, games, especially in the playoffs, there's not going to be a whole lot of high-scoring offenses. But if you have enough pitching that keeps you in the game and keeps those runs off the board, that's what you're looking for.
Well, and the way Topper is managed in his two Octobers, he's very aggressive with the bullpen. Like, especially when that starter gets to be around 100 pitches, third time through the order. As much as we like these starters, do we honestly believe Christopher Sanchez is going to face the Dodgers lineup three times? I don't. They're going to go to the bullpen. And right now, I'm like, all right, Hoffman, Strom. I'll wave off Kirkland giving up a couple runs the other night. He's been good for a while. But after that, it's like three guys they've got. Kyle, we're reaching the point now where Dombrowski has to get a good relief pitcher over the next week. Otherwise, it's not enough.
I've swung toward the reality that it's the number one priority for the Phillies.
It is.
At this trade deadline. Like, they cannot go into this postseason like with Alvarado. Like, I like Orion Kirkring. I'm just still not 100% certain or sold that he's going to be a guy they can use in high leverage spots.
So you've Alvarado. Got two. You've got two then.
Yeah, right, no, like, it's Hoffman and Strom for me that, like, I'm totally sold on could go out there and get you, like, three to four huge outs in a big spot. And like you said, like, even the Zach Wheelers or Ranger Suarez is, like, Topper tends to have a quicker hook in the postseason with the starters than he does. Like, in the regular season, you can get away with letting a guy face the order a third time, go seven innings. But, like, in the postseason, it's so much higher stakes, and you need a guy that can just go out there and get those three outs. Like, I think they need one, maybe another arm, like, just to sort of be safe, like, because you can't afford to get this wrong at the deadline.
You can't. So I'm looking back last year. Hugh and I, we were at game one and game two down in Atlanta last year, right?
Yeah,
the division
Atlanta.
Series.
Yes.
Now, this year probably is a little different because Ranger, you know, we'll see him pitch tonight for the first time in a little bit with the back issue. But Ranger's obviously moved to a higher level now than he used to be. But that being said, last year, in Atlanta, game number one, when they went down there and took game one, of the 27 outs they recorded that night, do you remember how many Ranger Suarez recorded? It was 10. 17 outs by the bullpen that night. That night, it was Hoffman, Sir Anthony, Alvarado, Kirkering, Strom, Kimbrell. So, I mean, there could be nights in the postseason. 17 is extreme, but, like, there could be nights where the bullpen has to get 15 outs, 12 outs. You know, that's normal in the postseason, especially 12. Who is getting those outs right now? Alvarado has become an issue. Kyle, I also think you noticed another issue this past weekend that isn't quite elephant in the room status, but it's certainly, it's there.
It's close. Like, I noticed it sort of got on my radar Friday when they first returned from a week off All-Star break, especially Bryson Stott, who wasn't in the lineup for two of the three games versus a left-handed pitcher against the Pirates. Like, we've had this reality with Brandon Marsh that he is a platoon guy and they don't trust him out there against left-handed pitching. Clearly, they don't trust Bryson Stott against left-handed pitching right now. So, like, do we have two platoon guys in the starting lineup right now?
So here was the quote from Topper yesterday morning. He was asked, is Stott a platoon guy now, like just like Marsh? Quote, it looks like it, but I don't see it moving forward. I think Stott, once he gets going, can hit left-handers. I think he's an everyday guy for the most part. I do, too. I'm not as worried about the Stott thing, but if we're being real, Stott hasn't hit since the end of May. I mean, it's been a while now for Bryson Stott. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Alvarado, and are you with us that the bullpen has become clearly the number one thing they need to address between now and the deadline? And I'm saying that with knowing they could use another bat. I mean, they're starting Weston Wilson, who just got back up here. Pache got two starts this weekend. Like, they still need an outfield bat. That hasn't changed. But the bullpen certainly has become priority number one. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Phillies weekend, including the Alvarado blown save on Friday in Pittsburgh. Hugh, I think the people need a second clue here for Hughes.
We got a second clue coming.
Yeah. Okay, what do you got for everybody?
This guy. Or this individual had a signature look.
Okay, so we've got two clues on the board now for you. We got a four-pack of tickets, Reading Phillies, New Hampshire Fisher Cats, First Energy Stadium in Reading, Tuesday, August 13th. It's a great ballpark. It really feels like you're back in time. First 2,000 adults enter the ballpark, receive an Alec Bohm bobblehead with walk-up song. ReadingPhillies.com for tickets. But here are two clues on the board so far. This person was a star in the 80s, and they had a signature look.
Had a signature look.
All right, this person had a signature look. I think the way you just described them is a very
very telling.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of them, I picture this look. Let's go to the phone lines here and talk to Ken at Cinemitson. Good morning, Ken.
Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
How you
good,
doing,
Ken.
Man?
What's up?
So before I get to the Eagles, just real quick on the Phillies in the bullpen. Pump the brakes a little bit on Mason Miller, because not only are you going to have to give everything up to get him, but he had UCL issues last year, and he didn't have the surgery. And that elbow is a ticking time bomb. So I'm not sure I would be all in on a guy whose elbow is just waiting to explode.
So I hear you on that, and I think it would certainly give me pause on how much I give up, and I probably wouldn't expect 4 or 5 good years. But he is healthy right now. I mean, getting him could be the difference between winning the World Series or not. I mean, right now he's that good, and I guess the elbow's healthy enough because he's dominating.
Well, I'm not giving up Aiden Miller for a guy who might be having Tommy John surgery this time next year. So, but they do need bullpen help. But on the question of Jalen, listen, the one thing I've never heard Jalen say is, you know, I'm accountable. Like, I've never heard him say, look, I have to play better. The reason the offense looked the way it looked last year, because I didn't play well. I turned the football over. I have to be better. So beyond hearing him say, yeah, you know, I'm lined up with the head coach, because he's going to say it even if he doesn't mean it, because he's been told, like, you know, don't go there. But I can't hear the rent due. I can't hear the standard is standard. You know, I can't hear any of that. I can't hear I'm the thermostat. What I need to hear is, I didn't play well enough last year. It's on me. I need to play better, because this football team is not going to win games if I play the way I played last year.
Well, you're right, especially down the stretch. I mean, if he plays like that, they won't win. I mean, I read his stats earlier when Rhea brought it up. I mean, the last 6 games, his numbers look like a backup quarterback. He can't play like that again.
Yeah, he was the 21st ranked passer in the NFL. And I know everybody falls in love with mobility and things like that. But the fact of the matter is that the single most important skill set you have to have to play quarterback in the NFL is still throwing the football. I don't care what else you do well. You could leap tall buildings in a single bound. If you can't throw the football well, you're not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Well, it's part of why
he's got lots of proof.
Yeah, well, I agree. It's part of why Cam Newton was up and down in his career, because he had years he threw it well, and then he had years he didn't, and that just wasn't good enough to sustain excellence. All right, Ken, give us a guess here for Hugh's clues. Who are we talking about?
I have visions of Hugh with a pair of these pants. MC Hammer.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Hammer pants.
It's not
Parachute
it, Ken,
pants,
but that's a signature look, right? He had the Hammer
that he
pants. MC Hammer was a big deal for a while.
Yeah, he was for like a couple years.
I would say, what was his run? Late 80s into the early 90s was
something
MC?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about right. 215-592-9494. All right, Ken threw something interesting in there with the conversation about Hurts. That it would actually be doubly bad if he doesn't endorse Sirianni, Kyle, because you know they talk to him, right? Like, there was, and we heard it, Jeff McClain's report, and that there was, they were upset, they weren't happy with the way Jalen answered the question in a minicamp. If he doubles down on not saying we're on the same page, it's worse now. Like, I could come around on he was kind of caught off guard last time. He just answered in a weird way. End of minicamp. All right, done. He's had 6 weeks to have a conversation with them about, like, hey, this is going to come up again. How should I handle this? If he doubles down on awkward, it's bad.
That's why when we did this exercise where he was like, I'll answer it, you know, I'll pretend to be Jalen, he swatted it away again. With all that time to prepare, that'd be a disaster. And that would be the most intentional that he's ever been about putting Nick Sirianni down.
I don't think I gave a disasterous answer when
it was terrible.
That answer was
so bad.
That was great.
No. Oh, dude, it was
needed.
Really bad.
That was not.
Yes,
I think,
it was.
I think. Listen, I know Bob Lang. He's the PR guy. I think he would have commended me.
Oh, you got to ask
for
Bob.
My response.
Oh,
yeah, dude. There's zero shot. Zero.
I think I would have got commended.
No. Because Bob would have prepared Jalen Hurts like, hey, you're going to be asked this question again. Maybe try to say something nice. If he intentionally does it again, Hugh, we are going to be freaking out.
No, Bob wants him to be genuine and be who he truly is.
Genuine?
And that, I think I gave a genuine, true answer.
Since when do we want these guys to be genuine? The world
that was
would,
a genuine answer.
The world would implode if coaches and quarterbacks were genuine.
No, that was a genuine answer. He didn't go over the top. He just said, hey, man, we're trying to win football games.
No, that's swatting it away again, intentionally. Yes, it is. You're completely, you didn't address the Sirianni thing at all.
I think earlier, Hugh said, didn't you use a phrase, the past in the past, or something like that?
Something like that.
Okay, but then
that sounds
the next question, the question would be, what happened in the past?
We're going to leave it in the past.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's terrible.
That is not bad.
Oh, Hugh.
That is like, everybody don't need to know everything.
We do. We want to know.
Now, listen, we don't need to know everything, man. I mean, as much as we like to have the curtain pulled back or the velvet rope opened up for us as fans, you need to know everything because there's a lot of stuff that you ain't going to understand.
Then if you don't want to answer from the past, then you lie that there was ever a problem.
You don't lie. You just massage the truth a little bit.
I'm appalled.
You massage
it. It's terrible.
You massage it a little bit. You massage it.
I mean, Kyle and I are trying to get to the truth by lying. Don't you understand that?
No, you're trying to be placated. You're trying to be appeased. You just want to feel better.
We want to extinguish a fire that might get in the way of the Eagles winning a football game.
I did extinguish the fire.
I don't care about somebody being genuine. I want to win.
Why are we yelling at each other? What are we doing?
This Monday. This is pent-up rage.
This is the Eagles' fault. All right, not ours. 215-592-9494. That's a upward. All right, we got two clues out there for Hugh's Clues. Four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies on August 13th. 80s star, and this person had a signature look. Phillies reaction
was
from the weekend.
It was a bad look, too, though, by
the
way.
The look was
That's
bad.
That's too much. It was too much. That was the clue.
I would think, if you think back now, weren't most 80s looks bad?
You know who I think of about you? Have you remember? You remember Cameo? Remember Larry Blackman?
Oh, yes.
The lead singer, because he used to wear that little red cup. You know, to this day, when he performs, he still wears that red cup. And most of the time
now?
When he performs, yes. And he's had some health issues, but he still rocked the red cup, man. He still got the red cup on.
He's still out there performing?
Yeah, yeah. Larry Black. He was at, I forgot where he was at, but I saw him, and I was like, he was on stage, and he was in a chair. I was like, dog, if you're on stage, you're in a chair, you probably should just be chilling or let somebody else take over the duties.
So they put out a new single for the first time in 19 years in 2019. So I guess still making music.
Yeah, he's still, but it's like, you know. The cup thing, man.
Yeah, that red cup.
Yeah, every little red cup, man. You need to let that.
It was a lot. It really was. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Nancy is up next on WIP. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Hey, Nancy.
How are you, Nancy?
I'm good. I'm very good. You guys?
Oh, we're great. I mean, I'll be
good.
Better if Jalen Hurts, endorses Nick Sirianni, Nancy.
If he lies to Joe, Joe wants to be lied to.
I need to be lied to. Nancy, what do you feel on this?
I feel Jalen is a good player. That's all we need. We may not need Sirianni.
But he's the coach.
We may need somebody else.
She's talking about get rid of the coach, man. Not the gate.
So you think we're going to get rid of the coach, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm okay with this. But that's not going
to happen. Hot seat talk.
That's not going to happen.
Nancy is ratcheting up the hot seat talk.
Jalen, everything he knew. Who taught him?
I don't know if you can say, at this level, Coach Sirianni and him are kind of tied at the hip.
Not this level. Who taught him when he was preparing for this level?
His pops.
And then Nick Saban
that's
after that.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Get his father in there.
To do what? Coach?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not mad at that.
He's only a high school coach.
Yeah, he can't. He got other responsibilities.
What the heck? If he can produce a Jalen Hurts, he can do good.
Who would be a better coach to the Eagles right now? Jalen Hurts' dad or Nick Sirianni? Hugh?
I'll probably have to go with Coach Sirianni.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
I like
with all
Sirianni,
due respect.
But, you know, if they don't get along, the better player wins.
Well, that's usually how this works. The $250 million quarterback has got more job
that's
security
right.
than the head coach.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe that to be the case.
Oh, wait, yeah. You think Sirianni has more job security around here than Jalen?
As of right now, yes.
But he's easier to move on from. It's easier to move on from. Sirianni is like it's a drop in the bucket, salary.
I think you're looking at it. I think you're looking at this wrong, though. Because
me?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not you. No, I'm talking to Joe. No, ma'am. Not at all. I don't want that smoke.
All right, Nancy, give us a guess, and then you can tell me why I'm wrong. All right, so, Nancy, give us a guess. Huge clues. Who are we talking about today?
At first, before you gave the last clue, I thought it was Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last clue changed my mind to Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's a good guess.
Yes.
Certainly a signature
21
look.
Jump Street.
Yeah, Nancy, that's not it, but a very good guess. Now, how would you qualify Johnny Depp's? Is he an 80s star? Because he kept going.
Yeah,
and then he had a resurgence.
Like,
when did the first Pirates of the Caribbean come out? Early 2000s? Late 90s?
Something like that.
He kind of jumped back up.
I remember from 21 Jump Street.
Mm.
And when he was on that, and he did some other, then you know, the obviously for the last couple of years with the wife.
Did you? I was going to say, you read my mind.
The wife.
Did you follow that divorce proceeding?
No, but you know, they have, it's a documentary. I didn't watch it, but I heard some of the crazy stuff that was going on.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a lot.
I was following that as I guess it was a trial, right?
Yes.
Was her name Amber Heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amber was different.
They were both different.
Yeah, very much so. But then it kind of plays into that whole thing where you just never know what people dealing with on their daily basis.
The best way I could frame it is it was a very volatile marriage.
Yeah, they were different.
they were nuts.
Different. Yeah, they were different.
Okay, so you think Sirianni has more job security than Jalen?
Yes.
Why?
Because we've been through, like, this whole season, there has been speculation about Jalen and, like, his leadership has all of a sudden become an issue. His the way that he's handled people, like his off the field stuff, his off the field persona,
mm-hmm.
is somewhat in question. And we're not that far removed, people. This is where I feel like he's in a unique situation. They gave him a lot of money, yes, but they gave him a lot of money off of the heels of dealing with Carson Wentz in the situation that he was in and the way that he started acting when he got paid. And when you look at the way that this contract is structured, I mean, it's basically structured in a way where it's more conducive to the Eagles. I know he has a no trade clause and all the other good stuff. But when you look at it, they can move on from a quarterback, and they have. The Eagles have been unprecedented in some of the moves that they've made in the last couple of years. The simple fact that we got two receivers that are like making $30 million. The fact that we went and paid Saquon Barkley all that money. You don't think that if Jalen doesn't fall into lockstep with what they're trying to do, that they would not move on from him without any hesitation?
So I don't think it's crazy that they move on if he has a bad year. I don't think what you're saying is crazy. I just think he has more job security than Nick. Nick's like a drop in the bucket, his salary.
It is, but Nick's also, for lack of a better way of saying it, because we've been saying he's a yes man. He's somebody that is pliable in this situation.
I like the word pliable.
He's pliable. And there has been a lot of reckless speculation about Jalen and how he's different now. Ever since Jalen got the money, I mean, I've said it before, it feels like Jalen's not the same person that he once was.
I don't put anything past the Eagles. At the time, Carson Wentz was the biggest dead cap hit in NFL history. That's been changed now by like a magnitude, because Russell Wilson's become that now.
The NFL has changed so much.
I agree.
Over the last couple of years, especially with that position.
I just want to put it out there, though, that if they cut Hurts after this, again, he has a no trade, so they can't just trade him somewhere. He has to approve. If they cut him after this season, if he has a bad year, they want to move on. It's an $85 million hit next season, and he has $42 million of his salary next year is guaranteed. That's a major hit.
Yeah, it
Man.
Is. It is. But if Jalen's not doing the things that they deem that he needs to do, I don't think that they would be I don't think that they would not move on from him.
Well, that's a lot there. 215-592-9494. Are your reaction to all this? Do you need to hear Jalen Hurts endorse Nick Sirianni? I'm just going to keep it simple. I need, when training camp starts, the Eagles arrive tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Jalen will speak. Nick's going to speak. First practice Wednesday at 9:30. I need to hear Jalen Hurts endorse the head coach. Make me feel like what we heard last month and all this stuff out there right now and the work in progress Diana Rossini reported on Friday is just noise. Make me feel like they're on the same
page. What's that one song? Tell me lies. Tell me sweet
little
lies.
Tell me lies. Please. I need to be lied to. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you need to be lied to? Do you need Jalen Hurts to endorse Nick Sirianni before training camp gets underway here? The Phillies react to this week and they lose 2-3 to Pittsburgh. They have a Jose Alvarado problem. And I think they now desperately need a relief pitcher. Plus, your guesses for Hughes Clue's 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phils versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, August 13th. First 2,000 adults in the park. Alec Bohm bobblehead. We'll get all your guesses coming up next. 215-592-9494. And you got to hear who Jeremy Fowler brought up when talking about the potential next head coach of the Eagles if Sirianni is out of here after the season. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.